So, I have bad news, terrible news, and then absolutely dire news that will break your heart. Which would you like first? Okay, the bad news. We have officially run out of fuel. There's nothing left. The tanks are empty. Which brings me to the terrible news. Without fuel, the desalinator won't work. So, these are our last two bottles of water. Fuck. And now for the dire news. The only supplies that are left are... I can't believe I'm going to say this. Oreos. I never thought things would get this bad. And that is saying something, given our current situation. I've tried to be hopeful, and I have been. I mean, there was hope. After the storm, we were lucky to be alive. I mean, the boat is old and battered, but we survived. And yeah, we lost a lot. A radio. Water. But we had enough to make it work. And we have for 21 days, we've survived. Against all the odds, but... I think this might be it. Yeah, it's the Oreos what did it. I don't know. It's like I had a finite amount of hope. And it's just been faced with wave after wave of just bullshit. Something bad happens and then we come up with a solution. After the storm, we made it work. We got the desalinator working. We found food. We fished. It worked. But I think it's just been too much. It's just too much. But without you here, I wouldn't have made it this far. I would have given up. Thank you. You are my best friend. And I'm glad. No, don't. Just... let me say it, okay? I'm glad that I'm here with you at the end. They would have found us by now. But we have to be realistic. The storm was... that was serious. That was big and powerful, and we have no idea how far off course we've been driven. Yes, we managed to get a distress call out, but we could be miles away. Hundreds of miles away. They could be looking in the wrong place. They could be looking I thought that we might have drifted into a shipping lane, that there might be a boat, there might be some kind of traffic, but there's nothing out there. There's just ocean, endless ocean. I was hopeful. I was. And that's because of you. You gave me something to live for. And not being ridiculous. And being honest. If I had been on my own, I don't know. It wouldn't have been good. I can't think of one good fit. Well, I would actually have more supplies so I wouldn't have to eat the Oreos. I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if things are that bad. It's just... I can't believe I'm going to say this. There's no point in hiding it, lying about it, pretending that it's not real. When you suggested this trip, I never thought I would say this, but I've thought about saying it so often, and now the words are just... I had a hidden agenda. That sounds so creepy, but it's true. We've been friends for... ever. I can't think of a day where you haven't been there. The bad times, the good times. All of it. You're the one I turn to. And I hope that you turn to me. You do. I mean, no one gets me like you do. No one can make me smile, make me laugh, make me just do ridiculous things like running away to sea. Okay, going on a cruise. Although really calling it a cruise is false advertising because this boat is... It's lovely though, it's old and I love this boat because it's kept us alive. But no one else. There is no one else and being honest, there has never been anyone else. I don't know when it happened. I don't remember the day when I realized that I was in love with you. I just remember loving you and do you know how hard it can be to be in love with your best friend? It's torture. Wonderful, sweet, gorgeous torture. Because you're close and you would hug me and hold my hand and then you'd be chatting up some girl. But she would make you happy, so I was happy. And jealous, and oh, so much jealousy. Because you're wonderful. No, you are. You're gorgeous and funny and clever and generous and you're like a flame that people flock to. And I'm no different. You know how you call me painfully single? The girl that has the worst luck in relationships. There's a reason. I was looking for someone like you. And the truth is that annoyingly, so fucking annoyingly, there is no one else like you. You are unique, special, one of a kind. But you're my best friend, and that means so much. And telling you, saying the words, that's dangerous. There's so much risk, so much that could go wrong. Because I'm your best friend. I've always been your best friend. And while I know you love me, I know you care, I know that you would do anything for me. And that's as a friend, not more. But this is it. Things are dire. Oreo levels of direness. It's been 21 days and I haven't said anything. A storm that it was frankly a miracle we survived and I didn't say anything. Running out of food, running out of water. Being lost at sea, I didn't say anything. But now, faced with Oreos, I'm saying it. That's kind of messed up, actually. I can't believe that it is Oreos that have made me say it. That maybe I have sunstroke. I love you. I love you. No lies, no hiding it, no trying to justify it in my head, that it's just, I love you as a friend. I love you as a best friend. No, I love you in every single way. I adore you. I want you. God, I want you. You have no idea. Sleeping next to you. Fuck. The way you affect me. And there's nothing to distract me here. There's just water and more fucking water. Not even a fucking seagull. I love you. And I'm just, I have to tell you. If this is it. If this is everything. I want you to know. Aren't you going to say something? You're being really quiet. Sorry, what? Why didn't I mention it earlier? What? But you seriously not listening? What would have happened if I had told you? If I had told you 5 years ago, 10 years ago, what would have happened? We would be married by now. Sorry, did you just say we would be... Does that mean that you, that we... So you like me? You don't. You don't like me. Okay. Oh, you absolute fucker. No, you... So... Say it. Please. I said it. Please. Fine, I'll say it again. I love you. Even though you are an utter cockwomble, I bloody love you. And you love me. I can't breathe. I think my heart just stopped. You love me. Please. Oh, I've dreamt of this. I've dreamt of you. No, I'm not telling you what I dreamt about. I'm not. Shut up. Just kiss me. I'm just feeling my lips. I just kissed you. I actually just kissed you. This is real. I'm so happy, but I'm annoyed. I'm angry. No, I'm not angry at you. I'm angry at me. I've wasted so much time, and now I don't know if it makes it worse or better. All I know is that being here with you, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. What? It's amazing. Well, I am a good kisser. Beautiful. You're being a bit over the top, but what? Fuck me. That's land. That's fucking hell. That's hope. This isn't it. This is we're gonna survive. We're gonna be fine. Fuck. Fuck. I can't believe it. You love me, and we're not gonna die, and I don't have to eat Oreos. No, I'm not eating them. I don't care if I have to eat coconuts for the rest of my life. Fuck. Okay, we need to pack. Find what we can supply wise, and then we're gonna have to swim for it. We can make this work. What's wrong? You can't swim. Are you fucking kidding me? Fuck. It's okay. I'll just come here. No, I'm not annoyed. It's so very us. You can't swim. No. We're gonna survive. We're gonna make it to the island. We will. We're gonna make it. Because we're gonna get married. No, I'm taking it as a proposal. We're getting married. No take backs. We're gonna make it. We're actually going to make it. Okay. Let's start looking for supplies. And then we'll figure out how we're gonna get you to the island. No, you don't have to. No. Oh. Seriously, are we taking Aureus to the island? Lucky you're cute. I love you. I'm not going to stop saying it now. I've held it in for so long. I love you. And I'm not going to kiss you because you just ate an Oreo. And we have no way of brushing our teeth. Fuck. Talk about hard decisions. We're gonna be alright. I love you. Even though you did just eat an Oreo in front of me and expect me to kiss you, that's just wrong. It's like you don't even know me. But you do. And I know you. I know that together, we can make it. We can do anything. I can do anything. And I can come to terms with you tasting like, oh, I can't do it. I can't. I need to work up to it. So, fist bump? No? God, you're so sensitive. I can't believe I'm smiling. 15 minutes ago, I was facing the end, and now I don't know, I'm just happy. Thank you.